My goodness, we've got a big crowd this morning. Children, come help me with my homily. And pick an egg when you come up. The first one's up, get the rug. Come on up here. Pick an egg up and come over here. Come on here, sit down here. Okay, now we're talking. Come on up. Oh my goodness, Father West, we might need to build a bigger church. We're building a bigger school. And if they run out of eggs, you give them a little slip of paper. Okay. Well, are you watching me? Watch me. Tell me. What's inside an egg? A real egg. Sometimes a little chick comes out and sometimes a little duckling. Do you know what? I have a picture of a rooster. That's a daddy chicken. And a hen. That's a mama chicken. And all these little chicks are their babies. Right. Do you know what another name for a chick is? A peep. A peep. Guess what sound they make? Peep, peep, peep. Can you do that? Peep, peep, peep. Well, sometimes if it's a duck, it'll make a little duckling come out. A duckling. Here's a mama duck, a hen. And here's all the baby ducks. And look, they know how to swim right away. They don't have to go to swimming class. God made them that way. Isn't that amazing? So, tell me, what does this have to do with Easter Sunday? What does this have to do with the resurrection? Well, it's new life. New life. A little baby chick is new life from an egg. And a little baby duckling is new life from an egg. Wow. And we talk about new life from the tomb. On the inside, there's a little message your parents can read to you. So, we are here to celebrate the resurrection of new life. Mommy. Got that? Okay, thank you, children. You can go back. We ran out of eggs. Oh my goodness. We've never run out of egg before. That's good news for our future. The children are the future of our church, but they're also the present, aren't they? Well, on Easter Sunday, Jesus gives us new life by rising from the dead, his resurrection. Let us celebrate this new life in a glorious way every Easter, and even every Sunday, and even every Holy Mass. We are a resurrection people. On the little cards inside the egg, it says, Jesus is not here. He's not in the tomb, but he has been raised, from Luke's gospel. And also on the other side, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, your beloved. Each of these children, a precious beloved of the Heavenly Father. Each one of you, a precious beloved of the Heavenly Father. We have a year of hope. The Jubilee 2025 is our year of hope. 2025 is a Jubilee year, the holy year, the 2025th anniversary of the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. An event of great spiritual, ecclesial, and social significance in the life of the church. The concept of the Jubilee year has its origins in the book of Leviticus in the Old Testament, chapter 25, as a special year, every 25 years, a special year of reconciliation, pilgrimage, and coming home. Reconciliation, pilgrimage, and coming home. Pope Francis has designated this 2025 holy year as a time of renewal, ourselves as pilgrims of hope, pilgrims of hope. So this new life that Jesus gives us new hope, new life and new hope. At times we feel hopeless. Maybe our lack of hope is due to a job loss, a failed exam, an unexpected big bill, a broken relationship, an illness, political unrest, violence, a death of someone close to us, or temptation that we just can't seem to overcome. This Easter Sunday, as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, let us ask for a greater hope to overcome these sufferings in our lives. Jesus can and will give us peace in our hearts. His new life will give us new life. Jesus' new hope will give us new hope. These three themes for the Jubilee Year of Hope from Pope Francis: reconciliation, pilgrimage, and coming home. With our risen Jesus' help, we can and will reconcile with that person we are estranged from. Yes, that person who's coming to mind right now. With hope from Jesus' resurrection, we can and will go on that pilgrimage, near or far, to put God as a higher priority in our lives. The simplest pilgrimage is to your nearest parish before the Blessed Sacrament. Simplest pilgrimage. For you who live in the Dodge City Diocese or Salina Diocese, a nearby pilgrimage is the Basilica of St. Fidelis in Victoria, Kansas, just 10 miles east of Hayes. My ancestral church, my great-grandparents helped build that, dedicated in 1911. A beautiful church of faith, of hope, of charity. A wonderful pilgrimage, far or wide. With this new trust in new life from Jesus' new life, we can and will come back home to a deeper practice of the Catholic faith. This is a step forward. We're in a continuing entry into conversion. Day by day, every morning we wake up. Jesus, thank you for this new day. Jesus, thank you for saving me. Jesus, thank you for my Catholic faith. Coming home to a deeper practice of our faith. Reconciliation, pilgrimage, and coming home. Pope Francis concludes his letter on this Jubilee Year of Hope. The coming Jubilee will thus be a holy year marked by the hope that does not fade, our hope in God. May it help us to recover a confident trust that we require in the church and in society, in our interpersonal relationships, in international relationships, in our task of promoting the dignity of all persons and respect for God's gift of creation. May the witness of believers be for our world a leaven of authentic hope, a harbinger of new heavens and a new earth, where men and women who dwell in justice and harmony, in joyful expectation of the fulfillment of the Lord's promises. Let us even now be drawn to this hope. Through our lives, may hope spread to all those who are anxiously seeking it. May the hope we live in our lives say in the words of the Psalm 27, hope in the Lord, take firm, take heart and hope in the Lord. May the power of hope fill our days as we await with confidence the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and glory, now and forever. Jesus is not here in the tomb, but he has been raised. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, your beloved. Jesus, the risen Lord, loves us so much. A joyful Easter to each of you.